Midweek Drive with Alex Levchuk and Joy Knight on Siren 107.3 FM.
Yes, you might have thought, we're never going to be able to play that promo again. It's going to be lost in the mists of time. It's going to go down the line of Julie Corden-esque in terms of lost beyond the routine. That's so wonderful. Let's just hear it again.
The Midweek Drive with Alex Levchuk and Joy Knight on Siren 107.3 FM.
And you're back, Joy.
I'm back.
Yes, you have successfully actually fed the hamsters.
A guinea pig.
I'm always confused about these kind of things.
Well, guinea pigs are quite a lot bigger than hamsters.
See, this is why we need James Barclay to support us with respect to all these countryside routines, guinea pigs, hamsters and so on. When it comes to chugwumps, whom should we speak to?
I'd have a word with Dean Wilkinson myself.
Our chugwump man. How are you, Dean?
Oh, yes, chugwumps are everywhere now, aren't they?
Oh, dear me. Well, I don't know. James Barclay in the agricultural world. Chugwumps. Have you come across them before?
Well, funny enough, in my part of the world, I haven't as yet, but always the first time.
That's a chugwump, holding that sort of scenario.
He's rather cute.
He's a chugwump.
Yes. He looks a bit like an octopus, though.
Oh, is that the first one on the screen? Yes. On the chugwumps.com?
It is indeed.
Yes, he's... I've been told that he looks a little bit rude.
Really? I can't see that. Can you explain that to me?
Well, so he's perked up a bit, but
put it up.
Oh, dear. But we might...
He's got a nice smile on his face, hasn't he?
Joy, please.
I think sorry. I would if I could do that. But anyway, no, they're set to take over the world if we can find some financial backers and some... some TV companies and things to back us, because we want to do a social networking site, a multi-platform idea of animation show, cartoon animation show, trading cards, you name it, books, comics, the lot. We've got the ideas, we just haven't got any money.
Oh, that's such a shame, because he's lovely.
Oh, it's good. It's for where... Kids are a little bit bored with Moshi Monsters and Club Penguin. They're a little bit old for it. So where do they go then? There's nothing really apart from Facebook. Well, that's a little bit old for kids, I think. So
what sort of age range are you going for?
I've got nine and upwards. I'm aiming it at... One of my daughters is nine, and she's starting to get a little bit bored with Moshi. A little bit twee for her. She wants something a little bit more...
Bored with Moshi? Can such a thing be possible?
She wants... it's lovely Moshi and everything, and I've spoken to Michael Acton Smith, the bloke who did it, and he's lovely and everything, but it's very young. I mean, my daughter now, my youngest, is seven. She's sat... I can see her now, just sat on the settee playing on Moshi Monsters. But she's not going to like it forever. So where do they go? So I want to do a social networking site that is really about comedy. It's called Planet of the Chugwumps. It's, if you can go to chugwumps.com to see the advertising site. And it's very much in the vein of Douglas Adams and Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, that type of humour. But it's a little bit more... they can be a bit more cruel to one another. There's a lot more fun to be had.
Attitude, that's the word you're looking
for. Not attitude, no, yeah. I hate that.
Fair enough,
when they say, when they say, you write a TV treatment for a TV show, they say, oh, well, if it's a kid's show, the kid's got to have attitude. They don't, because that largely it'll come over as rudeness.
What do you think, James?
Well, it's interesting hearing you, because I think... perhaps we all take life so seriously, that sort of age group maybe needs some more humour in them, does it? Am I right or not?
Oh, absolutely, and this is why I don't like my... Alex is probably bored with me saying this. I don't like my kids watching Disney, because their kids on the Disney Channel in their shows, they all have what they call... They're all sassy and they've got attitude, and they're not really, they're just rude to adults, and that's not good at all, and, they always have to come back with a wisecrack. You can't see anything these kids are coming back with a wisecrack that's funnier than the adults, and the adults are made to look stupid. It's really not a good way of going on.
So to develop something with a bit of humour above what you're saying is where you're thinking about going, is that right?
Yeah, it's to do with humour. There's all sorts of things that you can do on chugwumps, but I have this as an ethos in my children's writing anyway, where, particularly, I've got another project at the moment, it's a preschool thing, with a friend of mine called Lynn Merchin, And it's called Cheeky Moo, and it's a kids' puppet preschool show, and it's all about manners. It's to do with manners and positive thinking and things like that. So I just think, you know, right from a very early age, if you just show them that answering back isn't funny.
No.
You know, but you can be funny. We want kids to be funny and imaginative, yeah. But they don't have to be like the horrible spoiled brats on American television.
Yeah, I quite agree.
And it's getting a message across, isn't it?
Hopefully.
Yeah. You really should have actually put this forward for Barack Obama whilst he's actually over here. He could have actually taken that message back to the States with him.
I quite liked him. I was watching a bit of his speech earlier on, and I quite warmed to him because I didn't like him because there was that rumour that he took a Churchill's bust out of the Oval Office.
Oh, outrageous. I mean,
is that true?
Dear me.
You know, that's outrageous.
He loses the Wilkinson vote, even though Dean can't vote in America.
Well, I'll work out a way to go and vote and then not vote.
Oh.
But no, he seemed all right actually, and he was quite he was coming over as quite all right actually. I didn't mind him. But
well,
that's straying off the point.
We talked about chugwumps. Earlier today, I revealed to Joy the importance of the towel. Did I not,
Joy? You did, yeah.
You said, had I but known when I was coming out of the shower this morning, I would have brought it along with me, the shower and the towel.
I didn't say I'd have brought it along. I said I would have, you know, appreciated it a little bit more as I was drying my little body. I would have given it some thought.
Why?
You enjoyed me saying that earlier.
Oh, please. There are certain things that transcend the professional relationship of broadcasting scenarios. And besides, it's James' first show.
Yes, well, I don't know if I'll come back again.
the towel day, you know, I had one set aside that I was going to take with me because I was going to pop along, pop to Stockton today, but because I've had deadlines to beat, I haven't left the house. So I was going to take a towel with me when I went over to Stockton to Hooray to see, you know, I had
Martin and Brian.
Yes, who run Teesside's finest Doctor Who shop. In fact, our only Doctor Who
shop. Exactly.
So it's, it's not just Doctor Who, it's science fiction in general. So they do sell some Hitchhiker stuff in there. So, but I thought, with it being Towel Day, which is apparently it was set up 2 weeks after Douglas died. It would have been great to celebrate that with some Vogue on Poetry reading. Now, if you know Hitchhikers, Vogue on Poetry is meant to be the worst in the world. And I can write bad poetry, so I thought I would write some and read it out. But wandering around Stockton during the day, looking like I do, quite dishevelled and rambling, they just thought I'm another drunk. I won't bother. Oh, they'll probably understand me. So.
As we say on the website, Towel Day is an annual celebration on the 25th of May as a tribute to the late author Douglas Adams. On that day, fans around the universe proudly carry a towel in his honour. So we'll remember it next year, won't we, chaps?
I will put it in the diary, definitely.
Well, I signed a petition. There's a website, Towel Day. If you type it in Google, you go to the website. And one of the things they were petitioning for is to get Google to commemorate it with, you know, commemorate all sorts of stuff. But Towel Day didn't make it on today. However, on Wikipedia, on their first page, they had Douglas on there, which was all right, but... I just wish it had been a little bit more publicised.
So, yeah, in Australia, at Melbourne University, on the day before Towel Day, the Cosmic Hitchhikers Appreciation Society held a free barbecue. So, Austria, we had a Flash Mob 42 celebrating Towel Day. Belgium, the Belgian publicly funded broadcaster of radio and television, VRT, held a post all about Towel Day. Brazil, in San Paulo, there was a towel march in Brazil.
Wow.
Around the set of that. Canada, I feel embarrassed here once again, you know. The country of Douglas's birth.
What we should have done is come to work with our towels wrapped around us, shouldn't we? You know, like,
Canada, even China, at a university in Hong Kong, the Hitchhiker's Guide movie was actually going to be shown with guests given towels. In the Czech Republic, in Prague, a meeting was planned at 5 o'clock to celebrate Vogue on Poetry reading. Denmark actually has a whole series of hoopy concerts in honour of Douglas Adams.
See, I was in Denmark not so long ago. I mean, they're such a lovely species, the Danes.
And they are.
They're great, they celebrate it. But just what you were saying there about wearing a towel and going out with it, You can't, because I don't know whether you saw in the news recently, there's things about slummy mummies in Middlesbrough, about mummy parents taking the kids to school in their pyjamas so they can just roll back into bed as soon as the kids
are there.
That's slummy mummies. Now,
slummy mummies.
So
I have a confession to make. I went to the supermarket in pyjama top on Sunday. Isn't that outrageous? I did put a coat on,
well,
and I was very hot.
You didn't have slippers on. But they had to do that thing in Thornaby, didn't they, with the trolleys, where the lock, if you take them too far, because people were taking the shopping home in the trolleys and just leaving the trolleys in the street, and it was... You just think, oh, my God.
They're in need of basic rural help, James. That's clear. Very routines from that point of view. I noticed even in Germany that Towel Day has been celebrated in Das Wohnzimmer. And we actually have a German student joining us on the show tomorrow morning, which is great, because obviously these Germans, they do the morning shows because they get up early and put their towels on the... Sorry, I was...
Ah, see where we're going. Very good. Nice bit of risk.
Yeah, well...
No, I'm saying this because
that's my whole point, Dean. You're working with Germans. On partly the back of meeting Harry Ziegler at the University of Lincoln and finding out that Germans do have a sense of humour.
Hey, Harry really made me laugh.
Exactly.
Made me laugh.
He makes Joy laugh every day.
He does.
Very funny man, he was lovely.
Yeah. Yes. So what are you doing for German television then, Dean?
It's not German television, it's a game. It's a new game that's coming out. I can't talk about it because I've just signed an NDA, non-disclosure agreement. Yeah. So, but it's great, it really looks like fun. And my wife actually said, well, they're not going to get our sense of humour, they're not going to get your sense of humour because you're stupid, you like silly things. And
Dean's wife is very supportive of his whole creative work.
Yes, and anyway, said, no, that's an old stereotype. Honestly, the Germans love English humour. I mean, they even got the pythons over there, didn't they?
Well, there we are.
What's not to love? I've just
30
seen
years after the Second World War, they'll take Monty Python.
But the thing is, there was a fantastic one-liner that Graham Chapman came up with, apparently, where... They took them. They came off the plane into Germany, and they took them to Dachau concentration camp. I don't know why they were going to show them round, but it was closing, and they wouldn't let them in. So Graham Chapman says, "Tell them we're Jewish."
Yeah.
She was Jewish, so he can do that.
Yeah.
But they love hitchhikers and Monty Python and all our silly stuff.
Well,
so.
There we are.
And the Germans were loving what I was doing, and they've commissioned me. So
Sarah Chase, of course, will be one of our American correspondents from Germany in a few weeks' time when we speak to Sarah in the second hour of the programme. So she leaves Bloomsbury, our Connecticut correspondent, and moves off to Germany.
Like Germany and American Ingleby Barwick. It's very jet-set, this show.
Why do we like to feel that? You know, that's just spread the word. That's the key thing. Joy, would you like to throw those last two questions at Dean Wilkinson?
Oh, I would. Dean, have you had an enjoyable conversation with us this evening?
I have indeed.
And will you join us again in the near future?
Yes, I would love to, but I hope it's not too far away. Not next Howl Day, before then.
No, I hope it's before that.
Very much so. It's a crucial thing. The Dean Wilkinson Appreciation Society continues to grow ever onwards.
Absolutely. Not in my house.
Not the only one.